Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Said out loud, He covers me. And all mine are covered all the time. Glory to God, He covers me. What if you believe that with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you said it out of your mouth? What if you did? All the time. And it's not based on what you heard somebody say one time. It's the Bible. It's right here. God said it. Isaiah 4. Are you there?
Yes.
Isaiah 4 and verse 5. He said, the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. Somebody says, well, we don't have that anymore. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not there. For upon, or actually the word there is above, all the glory shall be a defense. And that's the word for, anybody got this in your margin or your Bible? What is it?
Covering.
What is our defense? It's the covering. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow. Huh? He that dwells in the what? Secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. There will be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat and for a place of refuge and for a covert from storm and from rain. The picture, and you'll see this in other places, is like someone who is out in a terribly hot place. We can relate to that in recent times here. And the sun is just beating down on you, and you feel like you're overheating and about to have a stroke. And here comes this cloud over you. And it blocks the sunlight from over you and it cools down. Here's a little breeze, cools down about 20 degrees. And you go, whoo, thank, have you ever done this literally? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That is exactly how He protects you. He comes over you. And you may be feeling the heat of the situation. You may be feeling the pressure of the danger, of the peril. And if you'll believe Him and do what He says, here He comes and just protects you. And you'll know it when He does. You'll go, oh, glory to God. I'm under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm safe. I'm safe. My kids are under the shadow. My spouse is under the shadow. My stuff is under the shadow. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen to this. The Amplified. The Lord will create over the whole site, over every dwelling place of Mount Zion and over her assemblies, a cloud and smoke by day, shining flame fire by night. For over all the glory shall be a canopy, a defense of divine love and protection. A canopy. Glory to God. A canopy of God Himself. Saying, no, you don't. No, you don't. Back off. Back off. Now, when God says back off, stuff backs off. The enemy's ready to swoop in for the kill, and he goes, whoa, whoa, back up. You don't touch them. And we're in there going, na, 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 na. You ain't getting through God. So you got a rabid, slobbering predator out there. But how many understand this? You don't want to leave here. After all that na 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 na, and you don't want to leave here. You want to dwell. You want to abide. You want to lodge under the covering. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Today's English version says, God's glory will cover and protect the whole city. His glory will shade the city from heat of day and make it a place of safety, sheltered from the rain and the storm. Picture it. It's raging, a storm, it's lightning, it's thundering, the rain is pelting, the wind is blowing, and you're out and you're caught in it. But you make it to the safe place, and you get in there, and you pull that 400-pound door closed. Clunk. And you can't even hear the rain. You're going, glory to God. You see the flashes of the lightning outside, but it's not bothering you in here. Because you are not exposed. You are covered. Say that out loud. I'm not exposed. I'm covered. I'm covered. With this canopy, he said, of protection. Go to the 25th chapter of Isaiah. Isaiah 25. I'll give you a couple more of these. Isaiah 25. Verse 1. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you've done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. You made of a city a heap, a defense city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city, and it'll never be built. It's talking about your enemies. Therefore shall the strong people glorify you. Got any strong people in here?
Yes.
The strong people will glorify you, and the city of the terrible nations will fear you. For you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. You'll bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. Is he rest in distress? Is he strength to the weak? Is he a shadow from the heat? And when the blast of the terrible ones is against you, is he a refuge from the storm? Your safe dwelling place. This is not just poetry. This is not just poetic imagery. This is spiritual reality to the believer. And this protection is real. This covering, we've been reading in the Old Testament, haven't we? And we read about how that God brought his people out of Egyptian bondage, didn't he? And you saw how the plagues swept through and brought a nation to its knees. But the Bible said a dog didn't move its tongue against anybody that was in the land of Goshen. Not one died in that land. Not one of their cattle died. Is that right? No frogs in their houses. No insects, no flies, no blood in their water. Why? That would be like terrible plagues going on in Missouri. And when you drove to the Arkansas line, it's perfect over there. How's that work? A city limit border? A county line? You've seen it. The only way you know it's there, because there's a sign says, leaving such and such county, or welcome to such and such. If it wasn't there, you wouldn't know. Because this patch of ground looks just like this patch of ground. But somebody drew a line and made a difference between this and that. And said, this is Missouri and this is Arkansas. Amen. And if you don't think there's any difference, do something in Missouri that you shouldn't supposed to do. And you'll find out it ain't Arkansas law that you got to deal with. Right? Or vice versa. You can say, yeah, but I'm from Arkansas. I don't live here. Yeah, but you broke a rule here. So you got to contend with this law. God covers you. And in His place, I don't care what kind of laws and rules the enemy wants to do. You're in a safe place. You can be in another country. And if you can get to the embassy. Come on. You can have 40 trucks following you with machine guns. You can have people with bayonets. You can have people with machetes screaming your name. And if you can get inside the embassy, then you're no longer subject. Oh, come on, somebody say hallelujah. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. Our citizenship is in heaven. Glory to God. And you can have all kind of stuff bearing down on you and trying to get to you and try to destroy you. But you get in the secret place of the Most High. You're safe. Can't get to you. Can't touch you. Can't touch you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Under His Wing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204B. That's R1204B. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.